Blog Talk Radio.
This is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. And as you've noticed, I'm having less shows, probably two a month now, just through the summer, as I have some other projects that I'm working on. And to find out when the updates are, follow me here at Blog Talk Radio or also at my website, which is bcalvanocoaching.com. And also at Facebook at B. Calvano Coaching for the latest information on the radio shows and other things that I'm presenting. So again, for those who don't know me, my name is Barbara Calvano, and I'm an angel intuitive certified by Doreen Virtue, also a fairyologist, assertiveness coach, and a life coach. So I bring my guidance and information to support those of you who would like to experience life with more grace and ease and even magic. So you can find out more information here at this blog talk page or at my website. And some upcoming information, I have a special right now, 15-minute readings normally go for $40. They are for $20 only until June 30th. And that has been at my website and Facebook page for the past couple of weeks. But you can take advantage of that. Go contact me there, and we can set up a session for you by phone or I'm doing these by phone or audio recordings if you prefer. And in July, I will be at the Hotel Pennsylvania here in New York City at the Awaken Fair giving angel readings and life coaching at July 31st, 10 to 5 p.m. at the Awaken Fair. And also July 18th, I'm going to be speaking at the Finger Lakes School of Massage in Mount Kisco, New York, teaching and giving guidance about how to connect with the angels when you work with your clients and even with yourselves. So today's show is about the goddesses and the goddess energy. I felt so guided to connect with specifically the goddess oracle card deck. I do the weekly readings, which I'll do now, and also have a short topic to provide some context to this week's reading. So it's been interesting energy here in the world. And several things. My show is called Let's Ask the Angels. And what I saw is that, it's really not about just asking for the answer. It's really about asking for guidance on things that we're already working on. So I'm not a fortune teller, and I don't do that type of readings. I really am about supporting you with additional information to give you clarity and confidence and more courage to go after what you want in the world. Most of the people who are listening, I'm going to say qualified to be some type of light worker. And the word angels resonates to not everyone. And it could, but it resonates to people who are already in touch with a higher vibration. Higher does not mean better, just mean a lighter vibration, very highly sensitive, very aware, very conscious energy, and people ready to move on to the next level of being even more intuitive and more guided by their intuition and the universe. Each week I'm guided on what to talk about and bringing it all together with what is it to connect with the goddess energy. Goddess energy is really about connecting to, for both men and women, our ability to receive and give in balance. our ability to receive and to give in balance, to be receptive, to be able to be in the position of receiving. And for a lot of us, that's very difficult because we have some ideas and thoughts about our past, our unworthiness, our anger, our blames, or, you know, a lot of lower emotions, which we can easily just kind of keep under the radar and function in the world. But to really get to the core of working with the goddess energies, the goddesses do help us to clear away that which no longer serves us, helps us be better receivers and better givers. And think of the female form of energy, first one, it would be our mothers, you know, mothers in our highest form are the ones who nurtured in the best of their ability and capability, nurtured it, took care of us. And in the midst of having to deal with all kinds of things, I mean, if that is not a goddess, a shaman, someone who's a high priestess, the ability to manage a lot and yet give us food and clothing and shelter. And in order to have the utmost connection to the goddess energy, we have to be able to tell the truth. We have to be able to tell the truth about our connections with the first goddess in our life, which is our mothers. And so my show is not for everyone. I can already see some people. I have plenty of people who are listening and waiting, possibly for a reading later on in the show. But the way I have experienced wisdom and guidance in my life, that this is what I share. And I'm excited, so I may just drift off in different topics. But the very first one is our parents and our mother. And that is the female form of guidance. So some of us may have a negative experience about with our mothers, our experiences that are not complete. They're not completely healed. They're okay, but they're not empowering us, in all honesty. I know I had that with my mother for a long time until I actually took it upon myself to take a course to get some healing, and it transformed. I'm going to use that word today because I really believe it's goddess energy can transform your life. And what does transform mean? You can have a relationship. You can have a personal addiction, a personal hurt, a personal situation that not just gets better, not just feels good, not that just that you walk around feeling, and you take a workshop and you feel high and you feel all good, and then you kind of go back to the same experience of being in your body with your family in your life. So, you know, some of us can even chase after workshops and classes where we feel good, and then we go back to ourselves. Now, how do you maintain an experience of goodness, of a change, of something new, of a healing? How do you maintain that? And the way you maintain that, and in my experience, is something called transformation. And I learned that at a place called Landmark Education, a place where I took courses and was a volunteer and a coach for about 30 years. And I take it for granted that everybody understands this. And it really occurred to me that people don't. Transformation is when you can have a relationship with someone in your family, a relationship with yourself, with your depression, with your complaints, with your upsets about life. And you can have a switch. You can have a new perspective that lets go of all of the energy, the drama, the stories about the what happened, and this is why it is, and this is my thing, and poor me. And you may not be doing it that out loud, but it's kind of like there for you. This is what happened. This is my story. This is therefore who I am. This is why I have this much money, and this is why I have a relationship or don't. This is why I'm this weight. This is why I live in this city and this country. And this is why I do what I do. And when you have a transformational experience, it totally changes. You no longer are the person who has those complaints. Or if you have the complaints, you don't live by them. So in working with the goddesses today, I'm going to share the upcoming weekly reading. I want to talk about how you can have this experience of life where it doesn't look the same. Like you can have someone leave you in a relationship or lose a job, and where you're experiencing deep pain and deep suffering and deep loss and a lot of emotions. a lot of, you know, they can range from, you know, just loneliness, nobody will love me, never works out, you know, any of these thought forms. And you can have a transformation with relationships, with your work, so that when you get rejected, you no longer go to that place of feeling like you've been hurt. I mean, you experience the hurt for a couple seconds, but then you move on. You don't identify with that experience. You identify with something bigger. And that, to me, is a real true connection with the angels and God. When you start being able to have this kind of mastery in your life where you're identifying with something bigger, it's not all about us being hurt by them or stuff being happening to us by them. The transformation looks like we're part of the whole thing. We're part of the whole thing. So we can start having conversations with people. We can start talking about things that are very difficult, uncomfortable with the people we love. Start talking about with those feelings instead of shutting down and automatically getting angry, which is the first response of a lot of people. And that's not transformational. That's just the normal human reaction. And most people have that. So if you're listening today, the gift to you that I hope I can bring is just the idea of what if, like your relationship with your body, that you just love yourself. You're not pursuing that perfectionist ideal of having to be 108 pounds and watching every calorie and just how much, you know, how many miles do I have to walk on the treadmill or jog, you know, or the money. If I make this much money, I will be happy. Or if I find that partner, I will be happy. Or, you know, something about the future, thinking that if that changes, you're going to be better. Yeah, it might be better, but it's going to bring on a whole load of problems too, believe it or not. So the whole thing we're looking for is, how can you live as a transformational being right now? How can I connect with my divinity, the angels, people, guides that I work with, and whoever you work with? We're all unique and individual. I'm not on this show to tell you which one is better. So something happened this week. I found out on Facebook that a friend that I used to do volunteer work, I knew she had had a disease, she had an illness, and there on Facebook she put that she was putting herself in hospice. She's in stage 4 ovarian cancer, and she wanted not condolences, but she wanted people to acknowledge how the difference that she made in their lives. So she could remember a moment of being together. But what I really took from this experience of someone who just, you could feel the energy of being complete. And being complete is part of having that transformational magic wand. When you're complete, when you no longer have a running in your mind, in your stomach, in your body, anger, a river of anger about your mother who didn't do what she did, could have done for you, or this because their father did this to you, or your teacher, or this person, or that. You know, it goes through your blood. You feel it. And we could be 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, and we could still have that thought that if only this hadn't happened to me, I would be more successful. Maybe, maybe not. Right? But so my friend puts on Facebook that she's putting herself in hospice. And what I really saw from that is she's complete. Her experience of her life, everyone that she's interacted with, and the people that may have bugged her in the beginning of her life, she found ways to talk, communicate, say what she needed to say. So in her realm, in her experience, in her aura, divinity, she's complete. Expressing that she talks to the angels or avatars or, you know, aliens or, you know, any espousing of any religion, she just is complete. And there's a quiet and there's a peacefulness and knowing that you did your best. Now, how does this connect with some of you who are listening, who are looking for a job or looking for a husband or wife, I'm going to move, and all the basic things in life, How does this connect with you? Well, if you could be complete with your emotions, meaning own them, own your fear, own your frenzy, own your anxiety, own your, you know, your craziness, but not necessarily have to give it away to anybody else. Own it. See it in front of you. This is my high anxiety about having to move my office again. Okay. Breathe in, breathe out. Now, what actions do I have to take? Angels, please show me. Give me a message. Proceed. Right? So I was so taken by the privilege of, I know many people who are on the planet right now who live very complete lives. They're not multimillionaires. They're not successful Hay House authors. They're not Fortune 500, owners. And some of them are. But what I'm trying to say is they're ordinary people who in their lives did their best to create a life that was enriching for them. So while maybe they could have made more money, they could have had, this or that, they found a few things that really, really made them happy, lit them up, helped them grow, helped them change behaviors that really weren't working too well for them, learned how to be generous, learned how to be great listeners. And for me, this is all goddess energy. This is all part of the transformation of this world, of people learning to be great. No matter what's going on with our politics in the world, here or there, if we can experience that in ourselves, it's a type of enlightenment. It's a type of being present. It's a type of when you're on the subway and things are not going great for you and you don't like what people are saying or doing, you could be an anchor of peace. And that can transform everybody else in the subway car. See, that's the whole power of transformation. Even without your huge bank account and all your problems solved and this or that, you can still be a beacon of light because you can be complete, okay? I owe this much money to the IRS and I got to do this, do this and that. And I want to lose 10 pounds here. No, really 20 pounds and this and that. I still have trouble cleaning up my house. I have trouble with clutter. But you can still be a beacon of light. You can still be a beacon of light of peace. It's a way of understanding, mastering, transformation. So it's not about one day when this project is done, I'm going to be a better, more happier person. Probably not. Probably not. I hate to say it. So what I'm about with my show is, let's ask the angels, what guidance can you provide me in this particular area that can help me see something I can't see, that can provide me clarity so that I can take the next right action? So I'm not probably, if I give a reading for you, it's not going to be about when you're going to get that job, especially if you've been asking a lot. The angels would turn around and say, what actions have you taken? Who do you need to forgive? So I'm going to go ahead with the reading for the week. And this week I was guided to use the Goddess's Oracle cards by Doreen Virtue. And for today and tomorrow, the card that came up is from the goddess Nematona. And the message is, sacred space. Create an altar or visit a power place to connect with the divine. And it's really not that important that we learn the history of each goddess, though for some of you, if it calls to you, do that. But the message here is that the importance of sacred space, not only creating a place in your home, identifying a place in your body, where you're sitting right now. If you meditate already, you understand this. The angels say, push them to meditate, push them. No, meditation is powerful because even if you do it for 1 minute, you begin to go within. You begin to get quiet and listen to your thoughts and hear yourself. You really have to hear yourself. And you may start hearing like, holy mackerel, this is what my mind is saying all the time. I'm never going to be rich. I'm never going to have enough. There's not enough to go around. I'm never going to find the right person. I keep finding the wrong person. And yeah, when you repeat those thoughts, it kind of like creates what happens in our lives. So meditation is the beginning of being complete, being present with how we are. And it's not always easy. So the spiritual journey, though on the outside may look like it's really easy for people, it's hard work. It's really hard work. But the interesting thing is once you start doing the work, doing the exercises, the techniques, the tools, you get rewards, the rewards of feeling peaceful and connected, so that no matter what life throws you or things happen, you are in bliss. You are fine. And you don't necessarily have to do what you did yesterday or the year before. When things hit the fan, you don't have to go to a bar and drink over it and tell other people about the what happened, and who did what, said what. You actually can make another choice. You can just go to the kitchen and have a glass of water. It's really that transformational. I'm telling you all this because that's what changed for me. It's about not having to go to bed crying night after night about something that hurt you years ago, haunting you. So sacred space, you can ask Nematona, you can say her name, but Nematona is basically saying the importance of having a sacred space. Sacred space is within you, with your own heart connectedness. If you need support with that, you need help, it may be time to reach out to a therapist, counselor, coach, program, to really transform something that's been really causing you suffering and struggle for a long time. So the angels, yes, direct us to go to the third party, you know, to go out and get help. They're not going to give you a magic wand and just, we live in a world with people, earth angels, all kinds of wonderful information to help us. And it's a matter of us learning to open our hearts, which is what the goddess energy is. Open your heart, be open to that which is different than how you were brought up, be open to different ideas, to what you were trained in, your schooling. Be able to have your mind blown away, like, whoa, who would have thought? Who would have thought that you would become vegan after eating meat for 30 years? Who would have thought that you would give up heavy weightlifting and start doing yin yoga, restorative yoga? Who would have thought that after so many years of being single that you just got married this year? Right? So Nematona is with us. Find your sacred space. If you are called to go to a labyrinth, it's, you know, it's one of these things that you walk through that's a meditative experience. But for me, the most, what I'm getting for this is create an altar. And the altar could just be a candle that you light every day. You light a stick of incense in the morning and you have that moment of connection. You may have mantras, you may have prayers. Create your own. I am ready. I am grateful and thankful for the abundance that is in my life. The next card for the middle of the week we have, following this wonderful card, is Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin talks about compassion. So this is the whole stream of consciousness conversation this week. Kuan Yin says, release judgments about yourself and others and focus on the love and light that is within everyone. Whew, this is what's so needed in the world right now. Compassion. Compassion for yourself. If you've been hard on yourself, how do you know if you've been hard on yourself? Do you get sick all the time? Is your body in high amount of stress? Could use more compassion. And compassion may not have you go to a yoga retreat or spa. Compassion could just be, you know what? I'm doing all right today. You know what? This subway card is full and it's delayed. The trains are delayed and it's overcrowded. But you know what? I have a seat or I don't. But I'm getting there. I'm all right. I'm in transportation. I'm moving slow, but I am moving. And you can ask Archangel Metatron to assist you. You know, that's another thing about working with the archangels. In those moments of tiny crises, annoyances, we can ask the angels to lift our spirits. yeah, lift our spirits. Life can be really uncomfortable, and it is most of the time. You know, I can talk about living in light and love and bliss, but a lot of it is we're living in chaos. But how can we walk through the chaos and the changes and experience lightness and being? When people that we admire and put on a pedestal, which we should not, but we do, our mentors or whatnot who disappoint us, things happen with our jobs, with our parents. How do we walk through with lightness and being when we experience it as rejection and attack and yada, 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 right? We ask Archangel Jophiel to clear our thoughts. We ask Archangel Michael to cut our cords to these connections. Now, these may sound like words to you right now, but when you start practicing these with the angels, with the specific archangel, you are going to experience transformation. You're going to experience something you've never experienced before. It's like someone who saw a sunset for the first time. Like, whoa, where did that beauty come from? And that beauty is within you. It's not outside, it's within you. And you actually experience a shift in how you are experiencing life. So with Kuan Yin, he's asking us to have more compassion. Who do you need to forgive in your life? Who's the first person that comes to your mind? Write down 10 names of people that you need to forgive. If your name is on the list, wonderful. Most of us need to forgive ourselves every day. It's not like a litany of suffering and struggle. Just so you know, I'm not gonna, you know, I forgive myself for being so hard on myself on that. I forgive myself for still not doing that project. I forgive myself for not making that phone call. I'm going to do it by this time. Give yourself actions by when, also, if you want to see real transformation. And then for the end of the week, we have Sedna, the goddess. Here we go, infinite supply. So by taking time to experience a sacred space within you, the importance of that because of heightened energies in the world, folks. You want to find a sacred space within you. I'm not talking about anything horrible that's going to happen, but some of us who are super sensitive are super sensitive to the things going on in the world. Can't deny it. And we want to keep opening up our hearts to becoming more sensitive, right? That's the goal, to become more connected. We take these classes and workshops to enter higher states of being, but at the same time, we want to find an ability to have compassion, as Kuan Yin said, when life does not turn out the way we want to, but when you start experiencing mastery, it actually comes easier. Keep practicing. And Sedna talks about infinite supply. You are supplied for today and all of your tomorrows. I'm going to say that again. You are supplied for today and all of your tomorrows. Infinite supply. There is enough for everyone. There are enough customers. There are enough clients. The right people who are supposed to find you are going to find you. Otherwise, they find someone else. There's plenty of people, clients, money for everyone. If we have histories of scarcity and not enough and struggle with money and supply, a lot of that is from our past, from our own parents and their generations and their DNA. It's important to ask the archangels to cut our cords with that so that we don't experience that today in the present. Or we may even have past lives where we were in scarcity and deprivation and we died of hunger or other situations. It's important to clear ourselves with that. And it can be done simply with also working with the Archangel Michael and Raphael to cut our cords of any vows of poverty, chastity, which could affect our having relationships with people today in this life. But what I'm talking about is energies. Know that there's an infinite amount of energy, but if our own thought patterns are that there is not, what is our affirmation? We affirm and therefore we will receive. So the goddess energy is helping us really touch into Mother Earth, the universe. Look and see, are you a good receiver? Are you a good giver? Which part do you need to balance out? I know people who just say out loud, oh, I'm a great giver, but oh, I'm not good at receiving. Oh, no, I'm fine. I don't need that. No, thank you. And they can't pay their rent and they can't have money for food. It's coming out of our mouth. What we decree, we have. Walk around. If you're not a good receiver, walk around today, this week, and say, I'm a great receiver. I'm a great receiver. I receive easily. Thank you for the abundance. Thank you for the abundance. And if emotions come up, which may for some of you, you can ask the archangels to assist you with that. Give it over to the archangels. And if any of you who are listening have had a situation that's been ongoing with a struggle, which I did at one point about 28 years ago with relationships with men, I got help. I sought a therapist. That therapist referred me to AA. I wasn't drinking every day, but for me, a wine cooler, a spritzer, helped me take the edge off of life. Couldn't go to an art opening without a little something to take the edge off of life. No, I was hypersensitive, very sensitive being. I didn't know that that was part of my abundance. I was scared of people. And so alcohol helped me be more comfortable. So I wasn't a down and out drunk, but my therapist recommended me to completely get off of alcohol, which allowed me to experience my full range of emotions, the ability to talk to you here over the radio, the internet, become a public speaker and become an actor. I was deathly afraid of communicating my feelings before. So for me, that was transformational. I had a whole new experience of life. I have an allergy to alcohol. So some of you may have an allergy to something. It doesn't take you thousands of dollars to walk over coals and do, rah-rah workshops. And if you have the money to do that, wonderful. But you want to know that you can also do it on a dollar, which is what, if you have, you can offer at a 12-step meeting. So if you have issues and pain and suffering in and around debting, money, gambling, food, relationships, addictions, there is so much help. And the angels are all part of that. They are not separate. All right? We're not. This is what I really want to get across. Oh, and my special guest on July 18th is going to be Bridget Parvin, who is working on a book, who's finished a book with Doreen Virtue called, I didn't write it down. Oh, How to Get Your Life Back. How to Get Your Life Back. And she also is sober. And we'll talk about what it's like to live a sober life. What kind of miracles start happening? So this is not about. No, this is about creating miracles. It's really about creating miracles. So you want to really listen to that show on July 18th. It's about having a life that's in full color instead of black and white. That's what I like to say. Full color is really experiencing the rainbow of your emotions and being able to communicate that. And to me, that is abundance. That is being complete as a human being, no matter what's going on. You can go to bed knowing you did your best. You can go to bed not with that foreboding feeling. What did I do wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong with me? And listen, you don't want to make light of your suffering or pain. I did that. I cried for years, not knowing that I was crying for ghosts, about ghosts, the things that had happened in the past. But the ability to heal that is with us. It's with us. Millions and millions of people have done it. So it's possible. But what do we have to do first? The goddess is going to help us open to receive information, and give it to ourselves. We usually turn it away when it's uncomfortable. Think about the women who gave birth to us. That was not a comfortable experience, but they were willing to do that, right? They were willing to go through that uncomfortable experience in order to give us life. It was not comfortable. I don't have children, so I have not experienced it, but what I've heard, it's one of the most painful experiences a woman can go through, a human being can go through. So change can be uncomfortable. but you're not going to die from it. You're going to become the butterfly. You're going to transform. So look at an area of your life that you've been avoiding. Ask the angels for support for that particular area. And this year, 2016, is preparing us for the next year, which begins a number 1 year of beginning the whole cycle. This is a 9 year. We are completing. And in the completion, things are not moving fast. Things are kind of slow because it's the stuff's coming to the surface. Look at the world. Things are being addressed in a way they've never been addressed before. And I can assure you, it's probably happening in your life too. Opportunities here. Opportunities to get complete. And a lot of this energy stuff and stuff not working and stuff being blocked in your life can be healed by you literally taking a piece of paper and writing down a list of everyone that you have grudges with, everyone you're upset with, everyone you're incomplete with. And that's what it means, incomplete. You've got a little thing going on with them and you're holding on to it, a resentment, a grudge. Write it all down. And you may want to write down what happened. And you'll notice how you feel after you do it. It's just about getting present to the static, the energy in your body, in your aura, that's holding you back, holding me back. It's the ability to be present. And the more you do this, you can take this piece of paper and you may feel guided to just say a prayer and say, with all these people that I have resentments and anger with, angels, please release it. I'm now ready to release it. And if you're not, you can write down question mark. Angels, help me with this. I don't know what I need to do. I'm so attached to be really pissed off with this person. Now, this is so connected. This is the feng shui that we need to do in our inner selves. It's going to open up pathways for love and light to come towards us. And what does that look like? Opportunities, connections, jobs, partners, right? It's a little task, but it's something you can do on your own or you can do with a coach, a therapist, but it's huge. It's really about addressing, how can I be a better receiver? Well, you want to look and see, where have you blocked your receiving? And part of receiving is understanding that we can feel good in this life. We can feel peaceful. We can feel complete. And that's available, and it doesn't cost anything to be complete. And to be complete, there you then become like a blank canvas, right? And then you could be at any age and ready to go and ready to do something because you're complete. You're no longer hanging on to, I should have done that when I was 21. I'm now 62. Who am I to think that I can do this? Blah, 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 blah. So you can do that exercise of writing down everyone you need to forgive. You can burn it, bury it. You may get out of the blue someone calling you, a relative or someone, just to say hello. But allow the universe to serve you. Listen to what's happening around you. What are people saying? What kind of people are coming up to you? And that's a true mirror of your energy. It's a true mirror of your energy. How are you able to dismantle fear, or do you add fear and anger to situations? Been there, done that. So that's why I can say that. So I'm going to take a brief break right now, and then I'm going to take some of your calls and do some mini angel card reading. So I will be right back. Hello, everyone. It's Barbara Calvano, and welcome back. And again, most likely the next show will be July 18th with Bridget Parvin, the author, with Doreen Virtue of How to Take Your Life Back, a book about addiction and sobriety and the grace of living a life of miracles. So that's going to be on that date. And yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just take the calls. I was going to do my favorite reading from You Can Heal Your Life. And if you haven't received Don't Own the book, I highly, highly, highly recommend You Can Heal Your Life and the power of affirmations. And affirmations combined with taking actions, because you'll feel like the natural opening to take an action when you actually feel like doing it. You know, like you can say the affirmations and it can sound like an empty cardboard box. And then one day you're saying the affirmation and you go, oh my gosh, I actually believe this. I affirm I am beautiful and I am deserving of love. And one day it's just pure and simple and you're complete with that. And you don't even have to say it as an affirmation anymore. You just walk in. So affirmations are super powerful. And they can be uncomfortable, but do the work. Do the work and you'll see the results. So the first caller that I'm going to connect with today is area code 415. What is your name and how can we help you today? Hello there.
Hi, my name is Jessica. And
hi, Jessica.
I'm really paying attention to not sharing my story, you know, because it goes down this depressing place. I have a positive story. I also have a negative one, but I seem to be getting caught up in anger and anger lately. So maybe you can give a reading about my living situation.
Okay. So what is your question?
Just guidance from the angels. I think that the message is not to tolerate anymore, which means that I need to move like sooner than I had planned to. I was going to move July 1st into a new place, but I'm thinking about possibly checking back into a hotel for a couple of days because it's not suitable where I'm staying right now.
Okay, so you're talking July 1st, which is a couple of days, right? Okay, so Jessica, I get that you are. First, thank you for your courage to talk about this, you know, and so you already know the answer to that. And because it sounds like you wouldn't have to move unless you felt it was really, it may be toxic to the point of being not safe for you.
I think this situation is, you know, I just feel frustrated because I went from living situation that I was, and here's my story, but okay. I went from a toxic situation that I was tolerating and tolerating because I didn't have security with a job. I didn't have the money. And then the universe just ended up throwing me out of there abruptly. And I thought I was doing the logical thing for waiting around, even though it was like an abusive household. And now, then I was in a hotel for a few days, and that was very expensive adding up. And then Spirit opened this opportunity that an acquaintance said that I could stay at his place for a week or two until I found a place. And the place is very dirty. It's like there's mildew and stuff, and it's super hot. And the kicker is that he watches TV really loud till late, and I can't even sleep. So I'm sitting in a hot room and I can't sleep. So it's been three nights in a row that I'm like, I can't deal with this anymore. So the old part of me says, well, it's just a few more days until you can find, you're still looking for a place. Just deal with it. Just deal with it. The other part of me says, no, I this is not good. I shouldn't be tolerating with anything in my life anymore.
Well, so it's great. You know, isn't it interesting what the three cards were for this week? You need a sacred space. You need to have compassion. And then know that there is infinite supply. Is there any possibility that you have a girlfriend that you could stay with?
I don't have anybody, and that's why I stayed in the original situation because I relocated back up to New Jersey, and I was just focusing on getting my career together. So I haven't made friends that I can go say, you know, I've made acquaintances, but not somebody that I could say, can I stay at your place? Even though now that I meet people at the park, I'm like asking them if they have a room that I can stay in for like a month or whatever.
Well, I think, you know, so there's a lot going on here, right? There's a lot going on, you know, with your career and everything. I mean, if you're able to, are you able to make requests? This is what the angels are saying. Are you able to make requests? The first card talks about team player. With this person, could you ask them and say, well, so today is the 27th, so you only have a couple more days to the July 1st, and that is when you're moving?
Well, that's the intention that I've been looking like crazy for, which I even hate using that word. I've been looking a little bit harder than I want to for a place. I haven't found a place yet, but I even asked him, you know, if I need to stay an extra week. I asked him the price the other day, but then after last night, I was thinking, I wouldn't even want to pay for this because.
Okay.
So part of me says, well, I asked him to lower the TV the other day and he did eventually. Part of me says, well, this is not like the past. This guy would be accommodating. But then the other part of me says, just you've had enough of, I don't know, you had enough of trying to work through things with people.
Well, here's the deal. You're always going to have to work through things with people. You're always going to. That doesn't end. Now, what ends is what I see here is that it sounds like you don't have a lot of resource of finances. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't make the call. You'd be just looking for your new space. If you need a place to gather your money so that you can make a good move, you could ask the person for what you need. You're going to just have to learn how to do that anyway. What it means to you to have quiet, you know? I really feel that if you could find a woman to stay with, that would be great. I had that experience where I was homeless. I left an abusive relationship and I lived on couches of my female friends for about 6 months. And I was able to make some money together, put it together so I could get an apartment. All right. And someone who had an extra room, you know. So I would, here, the three cards I pulled for you are the power of creativity, that you are very creative. You do want to stay positive. You're a team player. You can enroll the person in being a team player. This person could learn something from you that you're staying with, what it means to take care of themselves. So in the fit of anger, you could just leave. And then unless you have the resources, you could be stuck again in something else. It says, don't give up. Protect that which you've created. Have courage and believe in yourself. So you are working a job right now?
No, I'm not. I get these like temporary promotional jobs, but I haven't applied to any recently because I don't feel comfortable leaving my dog in the house when it's so hot.
Okay. So you're going to have to make even more requests with the universe. You know, if you need to find a room that has air conditioning or something where you can leave your job because you have to make money. You know, there's a catch-22 to everything. So you want to stop and say, what's the best scenario that I can envision? I need to find a room that has, you know, a situation that has air conditioning for my dog. Okay? Because you're like strangled. You're kind of strangled. But you're going to have to make the request and have the vision that it can work because people make this happen all the time. People actually handle this. They do this. So it's a matter of you. What am I not saying? What am I not seeing in this? The next one is, it says, High Priestess, Jessica. It says, listen to your intuition. You know what to do. So the very first thing you said on the call was that you're thinking that going to someplace July 1st. So in my mind, I thought that you had found something. Have patience. Consider carefully what you want before acting. So I'm just going to throw this in. Do you drink a lot of caffeine at all?
No, nothing.
Okay, good. Because you want to stay peaceful because you don't need to add anything to make you more hyped up and anxious. So you don't need anything.
I haven't experienced this energy in forever.
It's come to you to show you that you can handle it. It's come to you to show you that you can handle this. You can get through this.
Well, I mean, what do you think about this? I mean, this guy offered me this place for a week or two. It was nice of him to do that. And I asked him to lower the TV. This is now 2 days in a row. And I feel uncomfortable as far as like, and today I had texted him, can I move the AC unit that he has into the other room? Because at least there's a door that I can close, and he hasn't texted me back. So I don't know, like, I feel a little bit funny or weird by making this request for him to lower the TV or to even move this AC unit, because it's his place. I'm not paying him anything. He offered me to stay for a week or two. And again, that brings back memories of like where I was staying before of like, you know, they didn't want me to request anything. So the other thing that maybe that's also like a thought in my mind, maybe I'm learning that, you know, other people are considerate and you just have to ask. They're not aware of what they're doing or something.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's exactly what it is. And it's how you ask. It's how you ask. And it's also expressing what you need right now. And the
but
fact
is that
the person
wrong of me to ask him to lower his TV if I'm staying in his place free of charge for a week, another week?
What you already know that answer. Of course not. It's that's about being assertive. That's about being assertive and not when you're the other way, you could be being a type of passive aggressive, being nice but not saying anything but being angry, right? So it's about just. This is put into your life, and if it's happened before, it's there for you to finally get. It's okay to ask. And then between you and me, we can ask the universe to help you find a situation that's more fitting for you so that when you do make the next choice, that you're very clear about what you need and not just take anything, all right? That's part of this message, that you can ask more. You can ask to have someone who is more gentle, more open, more kind, more understanding your needs. But right now, the lesson is how to communicate what you need. And it's absolutely fine. It's not about the money, did you pay or not pay? It's about being a human being.
I know.
You know, it's about being a human being. It's about being a child of God, a deserving woman. You deserve to feel good. You know, so I have to go to the next caller because I only have a little time.
Yeah.
But it's really about
Thank you for that.
You know?
Yeah,
it's about,
you're right.
Have patience, you know, bring down your energy and, you know, park your anger, give it over to the angels and just make your request. And
tell my God, I mean, the amount of anger is like so overpowering of what comes up. It's like,
because you keep suppressing it. That's what we do as human beings. We park it. And when it comes out like a volcano instead of like a little fire, like a little sparkler. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So I wish you the very best with this. Just know that
you
can communicate this. And this is actually your gold right now. This is your gold. Okay.
Oh, good. Yeah, you're right.
Right? This is your gold. Everyone who's listening has got their own thing right now. That's their gold. You know? And you'll be all right. Because, you know that, but you want to just stop and take a moment. You can't add more fuel to this because when you go to a job interview, you go to the next thing, all they're going to feel from you is an angry woman.
I know.
Right?
All right.
So just give it all over to the angels. Anyone who's listening right now that's got a truckload of parked energy, we give it all from your heart. Just give it over to Archangel Michael. Just give it over. And it looks like a river of all of that energy coming out of your body, just going into his. Just give it over. Just give it over. Know that you're deserving of peace. You're just deserving of it. And if you need to cry or scream into a pillow, just know that you're deserving of peace. You're deserving of being comfortable. And it may take a little bit of time, but do this 1 hour at a time, one day at a time. And if you need support, I don't know if you need the support of a 12-step program with your money issues or your deserving issues or anything, but there's a lot of help out there, basically for free.
Yeah.
All right.
I just need to get a job. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Your
message was spot on. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care. God bless you. Sending you
thank
lots
you.
Of
bless
love.
You too.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So I have time for one more. Area code 508. What is your name? How can we help you?
Hi.
Hello
can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Oh, wow, I'm surprised. I got an answer. Thank you so much. I've been waiting and listening to your program. I don't even know how I came across it, so I guess I meant to make this call.
Yeah. Would,
right?
You, would you like,
I
would
guess
you like a mini
it was meant for me to connect.
Yes.
I would love a mini meeting. Thank you so much.
Okay, what is your name?
It's Penny.
Hey, Penny. Okay, so we have time
Barbara.
For a short reading. What is your question today?
Oh, I guess my question is there what's in store for my future, or is that kind of a stupid question?
Well, it's not a stupid question, but usually, because I'm not a fortune teller, you know, so if you had a, what is a particular area of your life that's been concerning you?
Okay, all right, I'm always questioning how I can help miscommunication between my two sons and daughter-in-laws, bring them closer.
Bring them closer to you?
No, bring them closer to each other. I'm
okay,
close
so-
with both, but... Mm-hmm. You know, they had a, well, I think it's the wives that are keeping it up, you know. My sons used to work together, and then the economy crashed, and they had to go separate ways. And so I think then the wives got a bitter taste in their mouth, and they're not letting it go. Well, particularly one, actually.
Okay, so I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to give you my angelic guidance.
Thank you.
In a nutshell, they have free will, and they have... free will, and they have their lives, and the best thing you could do is to cut your energy cords between them. So stop worrying about them, stop thinking about them, let them do what they do, and get busy doing something else that makes you happy.
Okay.
This is about your addiction to worrying. This is your addiction to their lives. So is there something else that you can be doing in your life to make yourself happier? Like if go to yoga, take on a new hobby, you know, do something for yourself. This is about is about getting out of their lives, out of their business, and letting them work through what they need to do. And when they see you as a happy woman who's focused and centered on things that make her feel good, that energy is going to go over there. That is the best thing that you can do.
Okay, so if I do better, they'll do better, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
And if you worry, don't worry.
Right.
You know, it happens in families. They're all about, like, who's doing what, blah, 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 blah. And it's all like the yes
energy. Yeah, I have a problem with worry with everything.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
So this is about, like, this is not your worry. You know, unless someone's safety is involved or something and something, you know, something violent is happening. But if it's just, like, you're watching them and you're judging them, it's like, you know what, that's their lives. It's their choices. And it may not make you happy what they're doing, but you have no control over that. The only control over you, which you have, is what can you do to make yourself, and what maybe you're avoiding something in your life that you should be doing for yourself. You know, a lot of men and women.
Well, that's why I have a tendency to do that too. So you're probably right on there too.
Yeah. Maybe time for you to do something that you know that would make you happier.
Right.
And so that's what we have for you today. Okay? And the angels can help you do
that. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I need all the help I can get from the angels,
ask them on a daily basis, and you'll see a change when you take your attention away from over there to something that you need to do for yourself and for you to face for yourself so that when you are, you know, when it's your time to leave the planet, you won't know. You'll know that you did everything you did with your talents and what's been available that God and the angels have given you to make this world a better place for you and for the others. So there's something there's something that's very important for you to be looking at with the time that you have left. That was one of the things I saw on Facebook today. The three words that most people avoid that's most empowering is that you're going to die. We're all going to leave the planet at one point.
Right.
And if we got
I do want to leave things in a better place, you know. Yeah, everybody wants that.
So bump up your happiness. What can you do to make yourself happier this week? And it may be avoiding other people's business. You know, unless they invite you, then it's really we're kind of like...
Oh, no, I quietly watch. I don't get, you know, I don't get mouthy and naggy. I just quietly watch, you know.
Well, Well, you're not the only one that has it. I have it in my family. Most people have it in their families.
Yeah.
A lot of people have it. But the difference between what we find out is that I finally learned I have no control over how my in-laws are going to do their lives. I have no control. The best example is for you to be a light, a beacon of light and health.
I thought the beacon of light could have a little nudge, you know what I mean? I thought maybe there's a way I could give a little nudge.
Well, you probably have done things already, but they ignore you. And they have their own process. They have to go through their own process. And many people are out there trying to help people, but they're avoiding something in themselves. Okay?
Yeah.
So if you need to improve your diet, you need to improve your health, you need to improve something on your own, that's what you want to be looking at.
Well, I got a lot of work there then, that's for sure. I probably am avoiding myself.
Many of us do that. So that's your message for the day. I've got to get going now, and I thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much, Barbara. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
God bless.
God bless you. All right, thank you everyone who called in today, who are listening live or on rebroadcast. Look for my show in July, I think it's 18th, it's the Monday. And I really look forward to having Bridget Parvin on. She's from California, and we're going to talk about her book. We're going to talk about addictions and the addictive behavior, you know, the addiction to not just alcohol, but the addiction to feeling bad, the addiction to drama, and how to get your life back on July 18th. If there is an earlier show, you'll find out by following me here on Blog Talk Radio. Otherwise, have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for listening. May the angels bless and guide you. Namaste.